All right, folks, we're a couple of minutes after six, so we shall kick off. First item is apologies. Any apologies? Barrett, Liz, and Sarah. No others? Okay. I would assume that Councillor Taylor may be enjoying his newborn baby. So we'll excuse him and congratulate him on that. A couple of chairman's remarks. First of all, we'd like to congratulate the Health and Wellbeing Department on the success of the Be Safe campaign, which took place last week. This multi-agency safety initiative seeks to inform children through role play and interactive scenarios about a range of health and safety issues that they may face or come across in everyday life. The aim is to teach children how to keep themselves safe and how to avoid potential dangerous situations. This year, 976 Primary 7 children took part in the event across three venues, which involved the Council working in partnership with the PSNI, TransLink, Northern Ireland Electricity and the Fire and Rescue Service. It is a hugely productive initiative for all involved. So I'd like to congratulate everyone involved. Then I want to do best wishes and good luck to the officials and volunteers of Peter Connolly in swimming, Connor McClory in swimming, Fergal Gregory in kayaking, and Megan McElhern, in equestrian from our district, who are heading off to the Special Olympics in Dubai at the start of March. Hopefully continue with previous successes and bring home medals. And then there's a couple of congratulations from the following five groups who were successful at the Live Here, Love Here Awards. So first award winner was the Newry Reporter, Shima Eco Warriors, Lawrence Murphy, the Chair of Seafield Development Association, Strangford Lock and the Cato Partnership, Coastal Guardian Volunteers, and George Raymond Smith from the Ardglass Community Association. Then just want to congratulate the St. Patrick's Grammar on winning their semi-final game and for making it into the final of the McIlhenny Cup final, which will take place in Armagh on the 18th of March. And also, I'm sure all members will want to extend their thoughts and prayers for the family of Connor Murphy, whose body was sadly recovered in the Amsterdam. So I'd like to send our thoughts and prayers to the family at this time. And then last of all is just St. Patrick's Day. So community groups get involved and register for this year's festival parade. And hopefully the Downpatrick and Erie will be fantastic. Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Sorry if you just want to indulge me. I just want to, I'm sure you know because we've already spoken about it, but to send our congratulations to Aoife Traynor on her absolutely amazing win, the Scornoge, on Saturday evening in Castlebar. I've already asked the Chair, would he add Aoife to the list for the award ceremony? So thank you for indulging me.
No problem at all. Congratulations on Aoife for such success. All right, folks, moving on then. Declarations of interest?
None.
Okay. Action sheet from the AHC meeting held on Monday the 21st of January. I'll go through page by page. So page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. Any matters arising?
Yes, Chair.
Yeah, Councillor Andrews.
Thank you very much, Chair. In relation to page 1, the I know that I raised previously about carers, you know, about, you know, people that care for those at home or whatever, and I'm just wondering, is there an update recognising the ways of contributions made by carers in the district, and when will the paper become with proposals to future committee meetings? Because the carers do a lot of hard work at home looking after those who are sick and infirm and housebound.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Andrews. I'm going to take Councillor Loughran and then Kieran, if you can come back and Councillor Andrews. Kieran.
Thank you, Chair. I was just wondering, is there any update on the proposal for the South Armagh Peace Centre in Camlin?
Okay. So, Kieran, on the first one for Councillor Andrews then.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Members will note in tonight's papers we are bringing forward proposals for the April 2019 to March 2020 scale of charges. And pending consideration of that, we will then be seeking to bring back a report to a future AHC meeting on membership eligibility and criteria in a bid to provide further clarity to that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Chair. Thank you.
And then, Janine, you happy to speak,
Councillor Loughran? Sure. Yes, the Peace Centre, at the minute, we went through a debrief with SEUPB, and now we are undertaking an appeal to SEUPB to review their decision. We'll keep committee members updated.
Okay. All right. Okay. No other matters. Moving on then to item number 4. It's the DA4 update and report. That's yourself, Janine.
Yes, Chair, members, this is our monthly activity report from the DEA. We require committee approval for the Newry Sleeve Gullion and Sleeve Crib action sheets, which are attached.
Councillor Hyland.
Yeah, there was a meeting, Chairman, this morning at Crownport Park, attended by a good number of residents and by local politicians. Councillors, it was agreed at that meeting that I would bring it forward that the situation in Carnforth Park is deplorable. There are no items there that children can use as a play area. The area does badly need to be cleaned, and there's issues with fences and with vandalism and antisocial behaviour. So decided that we would try to fast forward Crownport Park on tonight's agenda and included that some action will be taken in the foreseeable future and that action will be recommended tonight. Thank you.
Thank
you, Chair. Yes, the meeting today in Crownport Park, one of the recommendations was that through our play strategy, one of the play parks program for next year is a new build play park in McGuinness Villas on the Old Warren Point Road, and it's been recommended to take that scheme and project and deliver it within this upcoming financial year 2019-2020.
Okay, all right. Just one question from me, Janine. I know previously there had been action on or health and well-being in reference to mental health, and I think in the January one that we acknowledged the great success of the plays that were held within our schools around mental health, but given a recent report where 35,000 young teenagers are experiencing mental health and have seen treatment in the last 12 months, is there something more that the DEAs can do in delivering a programme of work in address mental health, providing support to these young people that need the support? Is it something that we can do widespread across the district rather than me bringing it to one DEA? Maybe it's something that we can do across all 7 DEAs.
Yes, Chair, this would feature as part of the DEA action plan under health and wellbeing. So what we can agree to do is take it back to the DEAs. They're finalising their action plan for the next year, and we will provide feedback on the plays held within the schools, as you've detailed, and ask them to include some follow-up programmes within their action plans going forward.
All right, thank you, Janine. Do we want to do that? Yeah. Councillor Hyland, your statement there from the meeting this morning in the park, was that a proposal of moving the play park forward? It was. Okay. Is there a seconder for that? All right. Okay. Is everyone in favour? Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving on then, folks. You need a proposer and seconder of the action sheet as well. So you need a proposer and seconder, Councillor Hyland and Councillor Walker. All right. Okay, folks. Moving on. Then to item number 5, which is the Police and Community Safety Partnership Report, Janine.
Yes, Chair. Members, in the absence of a letter of offer for the PCSP from March 19, officers seek approval to commence a procurement exercise for the 4 schemes that are detailed within the report. The Locks and Bolts Scheme, the Good Morning Good Neighbour, Domestic Violence and the Safety Warden Scheme. We don't want any break in the provision of these services, and this extension would also allow us to procure future services.
Okay. Thank you, Janine. Councillor Walker?
Chair, I would just propose that some of these are very, very good schemes within the district, so they are. So I'd make out a proposal.
Okay. Need a seconder? Councillor Andrews. Everyone in agreement? All right. Thank you. And moving on to item number 6, and this is the Peace for Local Action Plan, Janine.
Yes, Chair, again, the recommendations arising from the Peace 4 Partnership require committee approval, and they're mainly to procure and appoint providers under the same as detailed in the report, children and young people, shared spaces and services, and building positive relations.
Okay. Please, Andrew.
I welcome the work that Peace 4 do. There's a lot of hard work and efforts, and I'd like to commend our officers and members of the Peace 4 Partnership for all the work that they do, and it's good to see a lot of things being covered and dealt with, and I'd like to propose that we accept the recommendations of the Peace 4 Partnership.
All right. Second by Councillor Walker. Everyone's in agreement. All right. Moving on then. Item number 7 is the RDP Upgraded Funded Park. And that's yourself, Connor.
Yes, thank you, Chair. This is an update report. Asked the committee to look at the 15 number upgraded play parks that have to be completed by the end of this financial year, 31st of March. One of the play parks, in particular the one in Newton Hammond, we won't have plan permission in place in time to complete the actual works. And we're asking committee to approve moving the scheme to Cullifill in order to complete and draw down the funding, and thereafter complete and finish the Newton Hammond Park once planning has been approved.
Councillor Dorn.
Thanks, Chair. I said he was stating that Barr has raised this time and time again. This committee, and told us these issues existed, and now the new town is lost out in a real development funded play park. I propose a reallocation of the real development funding to Cullifill, and also a fresh public consultation carried out in new town, given that extraordinary feelings, ill feeling caused by the last secret vote.
Okay, so proposed. Councillor Dorn, have you had your light there?
Yeah.
Councillor Loughran.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to express my own disappointment that once again Newtown is losing out, and that the play park will not be completed by March this year. I would just like to make sure that there is money in the council's budget for this year for the completion of the park if it's not going to get rural development funding.
Okay. Michael?
Chair. This is simply a delay in the development of the park due to the issues that we've encountered around the floodplain. The money is simply being transferred from rural development to a different park, which had council budget. The council budget from that switches over to Newton Hamilton. So it doesn't lose out, it just simply means it's not done before March. So in answer to your question, absolutely there's a budget there to do it. In fact, there was a budget that the council had set to do all of these play parks, and the rural development funding was additional money to that. So there is sufficient funding to make sure that there is a park for Newton Hamilton, and this is only a bit of a setback for a couple of months until they get planning.
Thank you.
Thanks for Henry.
Just a small question for Connor. I know we had a date on Caliph originally. It seems to have disappeared. Any chance we can get the date back on it again?
Is that a different item, Councillor Enright? Because I think that's the item later on in the agenda. That's not this item at the moment. Yeah. All right. Okay, we have Proposer Councillor Doran, second by Councillor Howell. We're all acceptance. Okay, thank you. Moving on then to item number 8, that's the Leisure and Sports Bill of Charges for 2019-2020.
Sure, thank you. Members, you may be aware that each year, normally around about February, the Leisure and Sports Section carries out an analysis of its pricing mechanisms for the incoming financial year to take effect from the 1st of April to 31st of March. We've highlighted the details within the main summary details within section 2.1. Predominantly, we're looking at maintaining the pricing that's been adopted for the 18-19 period, with a proposed price increase of 3% applied as requested by the recent rates estimates process, with the exception of direct debit memberships. We need to carry out some future analysis, and officers are asking for approval to come back to committee specifically with proposals for site-specific membership arrangements for Newcastle Centre and Ballymote, now that the new Down Leisure Centre has opened, and also looking at a proposal for a household hold-on membership to be considered in a future committee report also. So we're asking for approval that the committee adopt the indoor leisure scale of charges 2019-20 as set out in section 2.1.
Thanks for having.
I'm happy to propose that, Karen, and I'm delighted to see that some consideration is going to be given to the household bolt-on membership. I know we've been speaking to you in the past, we've had quite a few constituents come at us, just unfold as a quite a big family myself. I guess, I know it would be good, you know, it's worthwhile giving some consideration to that, so we'll look forward to the feedback in due course.
All right, thank you. Councillor Enright?
Just have a concern, Chairperson, about people on basic rate state pensions, PIP, or other forms of benefits, and £15 a month is quite a lot. Is there any way that we have of insuring people on very low incomes can get around this £15 a month charge?
Which £15 a month are you referring to, Councillor Enright?
Well, looking at the...
Are you on the...
Am I on the right one again? I think so.
I think you're on the next item, which is for the selected indoor leisure membership revision.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, just the one before that, sorry. All right, Councillor Doran seconds that. I keep you right tonight, Councillor Enright, sorry. Okay, is everyone in agreement? Yep, all right, thank you. Then we will move on to the selected indoor leisure membership revision. And I'm assuming Councillor Enright will have a question on this one here.
Thank you, Chair. Members, this is a follow-on from a previous report that was approved in January of this year, which was linked to the Transforming Health, Preventing Disease in the Community Planning Partnership proposal. So previously in June 2017, Council approved the revised over 60 membership permissions. So the detail within this report is now focusing specifically on the Council's Less Abled Stroke Buddy Scheme. Currently, members may be aware that this already offers a reduced annual charge for unlimited swimming, and it also offers the customers who meet the eligibility criteria an opportunity to avail of concessionary gym membership prices. Currently, those gym membership prices are in the region of £18.55 to £22.70 per month, as detailed within Section 2.2. Officers are now recommending alignment of the buddy scheme to align itself with the over 60 scheme, therefore meaning we bring down the financial barrier to participation in the gym, bringing the price down to £15 per month. Previously, or currently, it's £18.55 to £22.70. That would reflect a saving of £3.55 to £7.70 per month for this pricing category. So, recommendation, the committee agreed to proceed with the option contained in Section 2.4 for new lower charge for the less abled buddy scheme.
Councillor Highland proposed and seconded by Councillor Howell. All right. I just need to go back on an item in reference to the RDP funded play parks. and the proposal that was made by Councillor Dorn. Councillor Dorn, you wouldn't mind just clarifying what your proposal was, just to read it again, for the minutes.
I propose a reallocation of rural development funding to Colourville, and also a fresh public consultation is called out in due time to give that extraordinary levels of ill feeling caused by the last secret vote.
Okay. Councillor Spatter.
Sorry, just was it not made clear that the site was Jimstein and that the park is going to be done with council capital funding? The only reason that's holding it up surely is the plan permission, right? Therefore, to do that, that's come down another road that, has already been agreed. There is a status quo there that this has been agreed, that has been agreed. It's just the next step in that has been the hold up here. So I'm not too sure why is there a suggestion that we'll come back to A again when we're at X, Y, and nearly at Z. Do you know what I mean? If it's only one thing, I mean, certainly that sort of stuff is just going to mean that people are going to lose out here. And that's going to be detrimental to any community. I know that, Maybridge, we waited 13 long, long slog of years to get a park. It has been decided. I'm not too sure whether the secret vote came in. I obviously wasn't there, whatever. But I do know that, whenever those guys go out and they allocate and they decide, Clayborne and I decide where the best place could possibly be, they take a lot of factors into it. I just don't like the idea that, we're going against what's already been previously agreed. It's been agreed that it's going to be using the council capital in the next month or two. I think what Sean's there suggesting is going to take us another 2 months down the line. The people want the park, the people are entitled to the park, and it needs to move forward. And if it's plan permission that's the only thing that's holding this up, I think it needs to progress in that level. So, sorry. So, just want to say that.
Councillor Walker wants
another. Sure, picking up from Councillor Patrick, I would totally agree with that. Decision was taken, so it was in relation to this park. And what we're hearing is that the only problem at the minute is with planning in relation to it. And I think we are going back a step or two if we proceed. And I can't remember a secret vote or a secret ballot in relation to this. A decision was taken, and it has been batted about the chamber for two or three, maybe four meetings. Committee, full council. The decision was taken in relation to this, and Councillor Fitzpatrick is right. If we're going to fluff about and mess about here, it could be another 12, 18 months to 2 years before they get anything. If we can get plan permission through and get stuff done, you've heard the director saying there that this money has just been moved from rural development so that we don't lose it. We've done the same thing, so we did in I think it was Shieldfield, in relation to rural development money from Down Padraig that went there to do a project there. That then other monies would come back from council to the project in the Down Padraig DEA. So I think we should be going with the officer's recommendation here. So we should in relation to this. That keeps it moving forward, so it does.
Councillor Loughran.
Thank you, Chair. As far as I'm concerned, the consultation has already taken place for this play park, and the decision has been made. And according to the officer's recommendation, we're just waiting on planning permission for this play park to go ahead.
Okay, so I need to speak if the committee. Councillor Warren, do you want back in?
Yes, just to approve it in section 7 there, and then we're back on it again. You just asked for clarification. It was approved in second. You just move back again. So why is this being discussed again?
Well, so thanks to Doran, why it's being discussed again is that I didn't hear in the first comment about going back to consultation, and it was to be clarified through the minutes if that was said at the first time. And that's why we sought clarity from yourself. If that had been said at the first time that you made your proposal, because I didn't certainly hear it, and from talking to Michael, he didn't hear it either. So it was seeking clarity on that, and obviously other members of the committee didn't hear that. That's the second time you did say consultation, that's where the clarity was sought. So I do need to ask if the committee is still content with that.
Said the first time as well.
And now I have to ask that the committee are still content with that proposal.
Right.
So, for the proposal of Councillor Doran, saying by Councillor Howe that that we go back to consultation again on the park in Newtown Hamilton, are the committee in agreement? No. I need someone to firmly say no, not just nod heads. So then I need to put the foot of the proposal first. To the committee, so all those in favour of the proposal made by Councillor Doran, Councillor Howell, please raise your hands. Okay, and those against? Okay, and abstentions? Okay, so do we fall back then to the officer's recommendation, and then we need a proposer and seconder for that? So we need a proposer and seconder. And second.
I'm happy to say that.
Councillor Loughran. Hit your button there, sorry, Keith.
For that area. But I am aware there's preferred by the squad in the local community about the whole siting of the play park. And I think that one of the reasons that people were wanting further consultation was because of that disquiet. And I would be wary of just rushing in on this because it seemed to get the job over and done with. If there's a lot of people out there who are unhappy with the siting of the proposed play park. So I just caution councillors, especially councillors who are maybe not from the area and really don't know the whole ifs and buts about it. But I'm aware, just because Newtown's not that terribly far away from Newry, but there is certain disquiet about it, and I think we need to be aware of it.
Okay.
Sure.
Councillor Robert,
just quickly picking up on that. You know, a consultation, I'm led to believe, was done. If some people don't like that consultation, are we going to go back and do another one? If some people don't like that, are we going to go back and do another one? You know, it's like Brexit, you can't go back and forward. You know, the decision was taken, a consultation was done, and the officers went away and worked up their plans in that consultation. So the consultation was done.
Okay, all right. So on the proposal by Councillor Robert and say of Councillor Loughran that we accept the officers' recommendations, are we all in favour? Yeah? Okay. No, so then we put to vote then. All those in favour of the officer's recommendations? And those against? And abstention? Okay, so that proposal passes. Alright, thank you. Moving on then to the second item. So it's the Food Standards Agency report on Newry Moore and Down District Council's organisation and management systems for the delivery of official controls in Northern Ireland, and that's yourself, Owen.
Thanks, Chair. The Food Standards Agency will carry out audits on all the councils to look at how we're applying the official controls in relation to food hygiene and food standards. We had their audit in October for 3 days, and they've come back with a report. They require that we put the report to council for agreement for the attached action plan. We have agreed the action plan with them. They allow us to come back and forward with them about it, but we were happy enough with what they recommended, and it's just that we need approval for that report.
Proposed and seconder. Proposed Councillor Highland. Seconded by Councillor Andrews. All right, moving on. Then is the consultation on the Food Standards Agency's guidance on food traceability withdrawals and recalls within the UK food industry on?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. It says the FSA are consulting, it's quite a short time period, only 4 weeks, on their guidance that they're preparing for the food industry about traceability withdrawals and recalls. We've attached the consultation response. We had to return it before the 4th of February, but we've returned it on the basis that if it had to get approval, and it had to get approval retrospectively, and we let them know if it does. So it's just to approve that the attached response.
Okay. Any questions? Is Nate proposing the seconder? Or I'm not moving on. Proposed. Things are Andrew second, but Councillor Walker. All right. Moving on then, as the funding request from Sustainable Northern Ireland, Owen.
Thanks, Chair. For a number of years now, we've been a member. We've been paying a subscription to Sustainable Northern Ireland of £5,000. They give us a bit of, they provide us with 10 days consultancy in return for this, as well as the ability to network with our councils. There's been provision made for it within the estimate, so just asking for approval that we pay the subscription again this year.
Councillor Enright.
Thanks, Chairperson. I see that one of the things they offer is training for councils. I just wonder, our senior management, to the best of my knowledge, has had no training on this subject. And I know that for a number of years, senior managers were arguing in this organisation that oil powered central heating was cheaper than photovoltaics or ground source heat pumps. And to the best of my knowledge, they've never been re-educated on that subject. And they have absolutely no idea about the relative merits financially of the various types of systems that are available in the open market. So what's the possibility, if we propose this tonight, that our senior management will actually take a course in renewable energy and will actually find out at last what is actually the cheapest systems available on the market, so we can have less resistance when we're trying to build decent buildings for council?
Okay. I would certainly hope that the council has a skills matrix for all their employees to understand where their gaps are and would identify any training that is required. But I will take that as a rhetorical question rather than a question. I hope that the officers take it, acknowledge. Okay. So, I suppose, Michael, can you bring it back to the SMT that all senior management of council attend such a course?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. So, now you're proposing seconder for the amount. Who's councillor? You think Nigeria?
Well, he's happy, he's put his hand up there.
And he's seconder for that?
I'll second that.
All right. Well, you're staying in the officer's recommendation. Councillor Enright.
He's smiling.
Senior management. All right. Moving on then. The indoor leisure facility arrangements for 2019-2020 public holidays care. Just for noting. All the rest are for noting. So, item 15, indoor leisure facility arrangements. Any matters arising, shout out. Clay Park strategy update, Aidan. Yes, Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, just one more question, just on that Clay Park strategy. I just note there that some, do you know the way we're moving really fast through those? That contractors is really, really good. And, you know, ones like even Lurganar and Burn there, do you know what I mean? It's finished and stuff, right? And there's room there for more to be done, obviously. Seeing this list then on Appendix 2, for upgrade approved, do for more to include Cotleys, blah blah blah, whatever, right?
Yeah.
How many of those could possibly be slotted into before the 31st of March?
Sure, it's trying to give me a hard
just
attack. At the moment, there'd be none of them. We're trying to deal with the remaining ones. So, council agreed back in August. The 15 number of play parks were going to be our focus between now and the end of March, and that's what we're working to date. There's nine of them complete and open, so we're hoping to have them all completed on time.
Okay.
And thereafter, this is what Appendix 2 of this for noting is where we're moving in the next financial years with the play strategy.
And do you know when, you know, will it be June 19th, do you know, that they'll be finished?
Again, again, sorry, Chair, what we revert to now, if you remember back whenever we took the funding through, we had to move from a three-stage to a single-stage consultation.
Yeah.
We revert back now to the full three-stage public consultations.
Okay.
For each one of these projects, which currently we are already starting to move on them because the Mornback Field and Sleep Creek, the Mourne Gardens, the consultation has been carried out on both of them parks at the moment.
Yeah.
And we've designed drawn, so we're going to be moving with them, if you like, initially with the actual building upgrade on them, and thereafter we'll take them on the running order.
Will you take them on the running order of, say, like the ones that say upgrade approved, or is it, you know, then go review upgrade 4 into 2, transformations, or, you know, as the list is here, or is it upgrade approved, those that are across the line more or less first, will you take them first?
What we're going to be doing is the upgrades first, the transfer, the consolidation ones, there's a bit more work involved
yeah.
in them, a lot more public consultation from going from 4 parts.
And the reviews will be longer work.
And the reviews will be longer, so we're hoping
okay.
to do them in the latter part of the financial year, but we'll be doing the new builds and the upgrades, and from this evening, we're moving the McGuinness Villas ones up into the 2019 year as well.
Okay, so those upgrades of the Mourne Sleep Crew, Newtown Clog, Carrick McClone, they're likely to be done sooner. Before then, you go to the transformations and the rear view upgrade. So you probably are talking about June.
Well, I've got to put a deadline on it, yes, but you're probably right, Councillor. We've done 15 play parks in the space of 6 months, upgrade. So we probably keep running, but we probably get through them in the fourth stage of the financial year.
That's brilliant. Well done. Thank you.
Councillor Walker.
Chair, on that, I actually think that our officers should be really commended here for the speed they've taken this through and the number of play parks that they are taking through here. From August to March, you know, we have 15 men completed in that, and they're very high specs, so they are. I've seen some of the ones in the Owen Rowan area, and people are talking how well they've been done on that. So all too often we can criticise officers when we feel they're not doing the job right, but I think they should be commended here for the way they've taken this through speedily and their state-of-the-art play parks, so they are. So you should be commended for the way you've taken this through, Council. So you have.
All right. Councillor Andrews was just in before you. Councillor Enright, okay. Councillor Andrews.
Oh, thanks very much, Chair. Just again, I'd like to concur with the remarks made by the previous speaker. I'd like to thank the officers and staff for all the hard work, and especially the breathtaking rate. We've got to see so many play parks coming on live and more coming down the line, which is good to see. But and I've been asked by residents in Westlands Cross Gar Corner to inquire about the play park because concerns were raised about the about probably inclement weather and all didn't help matters either. But with the progress of the play park, I think the residents are looking forward to the facility opening. But the fact is, with the play park, there was no work being done at the minute. They're just worried about it. So they just asked me to inquire.
Okay,
thank you.
I'm just going to take things to Enright in because I'd say it's a question to Connor's land.
I agree with Billy as well. You've done a fantastic job. Well done, gentlemen. Could I also ask for the date we previously agreed on Caliph to go back on the report because it seems to have fallen off. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll pick up on Councillor Andrews' wonder. Yes, Westlands, we have been through these play parks, and while it has been on our side, you know, we were fortunate enough with no snow and frost and get it, but unfortunately that one was a bit of wetness on the ground conditions, so speaking to the contractors this morning, they actually come back into site next week, fingers crossed, by when they gain to complete on it. Councillor Enright just come back to yes, you're correct, it should have been in the report, it should have read for 2021-2022 for Cleef, so that'll be included in that financial year for it to be done on the project.
Okay. Councillor Doran, yeah?
Just in Ballymartin, Connor, do you finish this year?
Yes. Sure. Yeah. Just as Councillor Fitzpatrick highlighted, it's within this financial incoming year for 2019. The Ballymartin issue itself is we don't actually have a site specific. There's a couple has been bandied about, if you like, but we're trying to identify an actual site itself but it's within this next financial year. So it's identifying the site, and then the public consultation will take place in it. But we're hoping to get it done sooner. As I said, the new builds and the upgrades will be the priority for us going forward for the next 6 months anyway.
Alright. The rest items is the SAMHSA awards night, and then the social investment fund updates. Just under the last item, obviously it's a great success story for Ballyhornan, but sad news for Downpatrick Football Club. And what I would like to ask is that the council officers go and meet with Downpatrick Football Club to understand how they can support the club in delivering what their project and vision was, but also consideration needs to be given to the contribution that the council, from a legacy perspective, had committed to this project. So if I can ask the officers to go and investigate and meet with the club to understand how they're moving forward and how we can commit that $95,000 to a future project. So that's a proposal from me. Let's say the Councillor Andrews. Something we can do, all right?
Yeah, we can do that.
Everyone brilliant? Yeah, all right, folks, that is us. Thank you very much. Have a good evening. And see you all next week.